高考英语听力仿真试卷 B.
Example. Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's $9.15.
Text 1. Good morning, can I help you?
Yes, I bought this blouse here last week, but there seems to be something wrong with it.
Text 2. You should get a tank if you want to keep fish.
Really?
3. What about you? What do you feel like doing today?
Personally, I'd rather go to the Science Museum. They've got a special exhibition on this month.
Text 4.
Hello, Mr. Ball. Do come in.
All right, Miss Ju. Just for a minute. I came to give you a message.Text 5. What's that fly doing in my soup?
Swimming, I think.
Text 6. How did you find the fish, madam?
Quite by accident. I moved a few peas and there it was.
Text 7.
Where will you be on the 19th?
Is that Monday?
No, it's Tuesday.
I'll be in Los Angeles.
What company will you visit?
I'll visit the ABC company in the morning.
And in the afternoon?
In the afternoon, I'll be at the XYZ company.
And where will you stay?
I'll stay at the City Hotel.
Where will you be on the 19th?
Is that Monday?
No, it's Tuesday.
I'll be in Los Angeles.
What company will you visit?
I'll visit the ABC company in the morning.
And in the afternoon?
In the afternoon, I'll be at the XYZ company.
And where will you stay?
I'll stay at the City Hotel.
Text 8. There was a fire in the middle of the night in a country house where there were many guests.They all rushed outside when they heard the alarm. They did not even wait to put on their clothes. Dressed in blankets and overcoats, they were standing watching the flame when another guest joined them. Why did you people get so excited? He asked. Now look at me. When I heard the alarm, I got out of bed, lighted a cigarette, and quietly dressed myself. In fact, I was putting on my tie when I thought it was not the best tie to wear with the shirt I had on. So I took it off and put on another.I did not lose my head at all. I never get excited in a difficult or dangerous situation. That's good, said one of his friends, but why didn't you put on your trousers? There was a fire in the middle of the night in a country house where there were many guests. They all rushed outside when they heard the alarm. They did not even wait to put on their clothes. Dressed in blankets and overcoats, they were standing watching the flame when another guest joined them.Why did you people get so excited? He asked. Now look at me. When I heard the alarm, I got out of bed, lighted a cigarette, and quietly dressed myself. In fact, I was putting on my tie when I thought it was not the best tie to wear with the shirt I had on. So I took it off and put on another. I did not lose my head at all. I never get excited in a difficult or dangerous situation. That's good, said one of his friends, but why didn't you put on your trousers?
Text 9. An old woman walked into a clothes shop. She asked the sales girl to let her have a look at a new dress, but the girl stood still behind the counter, taking no notice of the request. The old woman spoke to the girl again, raising her voice a bit, but still received no answer. The old woman looked at the girl and nodded to herself. I'm too old to see well. I can't even tell a plastic model from a real girl. On hearing this, the sales girl shouted to the old woman, What? Did you call me a plastic model? The old woman was greatly surprised. Oh, dear me, she said. The model can speak. An old woman walked into a clothes shop. She asked the sales girl to let her have a look at a new dress, but the girl stood still behind the counter, taking no notice of the request. The old woman spoke to the girl again, raising her voice a bit, but still received no answer. The old woman looked at the girl and nodded to herself. I'm too old to see well. I can't even tell a plastic model from a real girl. On hearing this, the sales girl shouted to the old woman, What? Did you call me a plastic model? The old woman was greatly surprised. Oh, dear me, she said. The model can speak.
Text 10. Although Americans like to talk about their achievements, it is their custom to show a certain modesty in reply to compliments. When someone praises an American upon achievement or personal appearance, which incidentally is a polite thing to do, the American turns it aside. If someone says, Congratulations on being elected president of the club, an American is expected to reply, Well, I hope I can do a good job, or something of the sort. Or if someone says, That's a pretty blue necktie you are wearing, an American is likely to say, I'm glad you like it, or thanks, my wife gave it to me for my birthday. The answer to a compliment seldom conveys the idea, I too think it's pretty good. Although Americans like to talk about their achievements, it is their custom to show a certain modesty in reply to compliments. When someone praises an American upon achievement or personal appearance, which incidentally is a polite thing to do, the American turns it aside. If someone says, Congratulations on being elected president of the club, an American is expected to reply, Well, I hope I can do a good job, or something of the sort. Or if someone says, That's a pretty blue necktie you are wearing. An American is likely to say, I'm glad you like it. Or thanks, my wife gave it to me for my birthday. The answer to a compliment seldom conveys the idea, I too think it's pretty good.